correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
Welcome to Me and Steve Talk RPGs, a podcast where me and my friend Steve
will play games this time.
All right, y'all. Time to get back to some actual play stuff. This is a game that we recorded a little while back. It is being run by Ben, who you may remember from our Monster of the Week game that we put out a while back. And he was kind enough to run another game for us. This is using the Genesis engine in a setting of his own creation. Kind of the title for this is, I guess, Oblivion War Chapter 1. Whether or not it ever gets continued beyond what we have recorded, which is, I'm going to say, 6 or 8 sessions anyway. Not sure what that'll break down to for episodes and whatnot. But what we're going to bring you this week is the kind of final character development run-up and such that we did right before we actually started playing. So with that, I want to say a big thank you to Ben, obviously, for GMing, Hagen, Eric, and Terry for playing along with Steve and I. And with that, you know, hey, take a listen and enjoy. And if you've got questions, hit us up on the Discord and we'll do our best to answer them. So thank you and enjoy.
The other thing we could do too, Eric, is we could also add obligation after the first play session or two so people actually get a sense of their characters. I mean, it's up to you. If you want to go, I'm not going to get in your way. I'm also going to make you guys like define relationship backgrounds with each other, so there also might be some good kind of obligation moments that come out of that.
Sure. I had one in mind, which we talked about previously.
Okay.
But I can hold, and we can see what comes out of this evening.
I do not care. Do you mostly just want the XP? Is that why you're going for it?
Yeah, just because like my skills are a little bit thin, as well as I don't have a talent tree yet. So, but I can, from the story standpoint, I can wait to see what develops out of that, because that would probably be preferable from a story standpoint.
I am cool with whatever you choose to do. I'm just going to acknowledge options, which is, I always feel like I make a character and I play 2 sessions like, oh, you know, I should have done it slightly this way.
Yep. I am that way as well. So I think I will wait this time to see what comes out of it.
Perfect. I also tend to use obligation more as motivation than I do typically, like rolling the die and determining what's going to happen and that person, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just don't like that mechanic of how it's implemented. So if you are going to be wanted, people are going to be showing up wanting you. If you are going to have an addiction, there's going to be the thing around you. Like, and if you are having to do something, you're going to have to make a roll to make sure you are able to maintain your discipline to not go and imbibe instead of doing the thing for the mission.
All right. I did have an additional question regarding, because I think I'm good from a character building standpoint, except for gear. Are we just taking whatever's in the package in the Terranoth book and then play with it from there?
Sure.
Okay. No, that's what I did.
If there's something logical that your character would have as a crew member on a privateer ship, you know, definitely I will probably say that sounds cool. If you're trying to argue to get a major runestone infused greatsword of sundering, like, no. But, you know, your character on the ship would also be able to request certain items from the quartermaster. Like, you guys would probably have, you guys are going to have harnesses that help keep you on the ship for when you're maneuvering. Like, there's going to be some of these inherent things that anyone on the ship will have or should have.
All
right. Requisition.
Okay. That is the word that I wasn't able to say.
What sort of knowledge skills are we looking at?
I have geography and adventuring as career skills.
I don't remember what's on the turnoff sheet. I gotta pull it up.
Knowledge skills, I think, are, you get some of them based on your...
Primalist has knowledge lore.
Like...
I think he was asking what knowledge skills are used in this game setting, or maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I have it. You ready, Steve?
Adventuring, forbidden, lore, and geography.
There you go.
Are your four skills.
That sounds good. Knowledge. Forbidden is going to be a lot of the stuff that's been lost to time, therefore forbidden. But honestly, like, as long as it's got the right flavoring, I'm gonna let you use a skill. But you can't be like, I know what the food custom here is because I have a high lore. Like, that's just not lore.
Okay. So.
All right. Does anybody else have any other questions? Otherwise, we're going to start going.
It was adventuring, lore, forbidden, and what?
Geography.
Okay. No, I'm just adding them to the sheet. That's all.
All good.
Because I, as a class skill, get science, computer. Well, I get science, knowledge, science, and knowledge the net. But then I also have computers. So I'm kind of wondering how to.
Do you want three knowledge skills?
I don't know.
So lore and forbidden are the easy ones. Then potentially adventuring, or if you want, we could let you make up your own knowledge skill, and it could be something like runic technology or something, which would give your character an edge when dealing with rune systems.
I kind of like maybe take that as instead of computers.
Sure, that would make sense.
Okay, so knowledge, runic tech, characteristic.
I was curious about the heroic ability. And do we even have to worry about that? Or is that something that's just not going to be touched?
Great question. I have had very mixed successes with people utilizing heroic abilities. I like them as an idea. They require you, the player, to kind of manage them. So what I typically like the idea of is playing your character and having your character kind of develop a heroic ability, kind of more like okay. It's a earned thing than just something you've kind of randomly picked at the start. If there's a heroic ability that you have your heart set on, I'm obviously not going to be like, no, don't use it.
Oh, no, I haven't even gotten to that. Okay. Actually, and I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but I actually don't really have... I have skills and I have the characteristic ups, the stat ups, but I don't have any talents purchased.
That's fine. Most people will only start with one talent, if okay. that. You really should be dropping most of your XP into characteristics.
Oh, yeah. So I did the right thing. Also, I do have the race ability Trixie.
Okay.
Which...
Remind me what that is.
Once per encounter during their turn, a wanderer gnome may use this ability and spend a story point to produce a previously undocumented small item, encumbrance of one or less, with a rarity no greater than 4... from a pocket, bag, pouch, nearby windowsill, passing cart, or other convenient location. Even if there is no logical explanation for the item, item's presence, the item cannot be a weapon unless the weapon has the limited ammo quantity of 1.
And when it happens, Steve has to make a saving throw versus PTSD related to Kinder.
Oh no.
I participated in distributing that trauma.
Kinder are my favorite.
I've gotten Kinder banned in two different cities.
Actually, we played a game in college with a guy who is now friends with Ken Height, where that individual let both Hagen and I play Kinder.
Oh, jeez. That just feels like bad life choices all around.
What is Kinder?
Like the species in a book series?
It's
kleptomaniac halflings.
From Dragonlance, yeah.
Nice.
Their concept of ownership is fluid.
I like it. I like
it. Family heirloom is something that's been in the house for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a really long time, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. I think I just found the stat sheets for the weapons.
Is that Colweg, Steve?
Colweg, yes.
Colweg, all right, good.
Actually, I need to swap out the Cestus for something else, because I'm not going to...
Cestus for the rest of us?
Ah, shoot.
I'll
keep it. I'm just going to be fairly using my
just
bow.
Before I get to, I kind of found the image I just posted in session, not necessarily viewing my character as that spiky, but sort of that style of being.
So very crystally?
Yes.
All right.
Does that work? I mean, I was using the BioRide stat line.
Don't care.
But
if that's what you want to look like, that's what you look like.
sort of a humanoid crystalline being.
Yeah, so you're going to have like crystals in you that are what are making you aware and active, but the power, like the magical crystals, are not going to be what you are necessarily entirely made out of.
Right, right. No, I get that.
Okay. So you want to be a walking crystal.
I don't know. The original concept was like kind of cyborg, but made of crystal.
Sure.
You wanted to play a Warforged, but couldn't find the Warforged race.
Well, Warforged are made out of organic material. I just want to clarify, like, if you want to be shiny crystal, like, you're not going to be able to sneak. Like, there's certain being that way will have benefits, but side effects.
Yes, I've already thought about that.
Cool.
All right. I'm thinking he doesn't literally glow most of the time. He might when he gets particularly emotional, but that had been my thought. All right. So, all right. Did that.
When Crystal Boy starts to glow, it's going to be time for Barry to redo the ball.
Again.
All right. Cool. So let's get started. So,
Wait, really fast. My soak value and my defense, both ranged and melee, are blank.
So your ranged, your defense is going to be zero unless you have a specific item that is increasing defense. Okay. Your soak is equivalent to your brawn plus your armor rating, which is probably a one.
Cool.
Because I don't think no one here would have plate mail because it would be silly to walk around on a big-ass flying ship with plate mail.
Yeah, no. That just sounds like a recipe for disaster. So ranged and melee defense are both zero, and soak value is one?
I don't know. I don't know what your character sheet is, unless you were telling me that as a fact.
Oh. Well, because I don't have any armor, I don't think.
What's your brawn?
Brawn of one.
Okay, then your character would wear some kind of adventuring leathers. Okay. So let's just assume that there is adventuring gear, soak of one.
Yeah. Which looks like leather does a soak plus one, yeah. Okay, sweet.
Cool. All right. So, the other thing that, once we choose how we want to play this, we'll manage story points in that situation, but the way Genesis does story points is it's one light side per PC and one dark side per GM, but we'll also be using those pretty loosely. Cool. All right. So what I want to do now is I want to define relationships. So one of the things that's really important to me going forwards in this game is that you guys are friends and that you have a history together. And so in order to do this, we're going to basically go around and we're going to have each of you ask a question of one other person. And that is going to define something about your backstory. So for instance, I might say, is it Barry or Barney? Barney, when we were both new on the ship, we did this marvelous score together, but you had to save my life in the process. Tell me what it was. Or I might go to Mandara and I might say, hey, after we get a big score, we have a ritual that we always like to do together. It's our own like little thing. You know, what is the thing we do? Where do we do it? How does it happen? And so these are things that are building out kind of the backstory of your characters together. So that way you have a role play moment if you are after a score or if you're in a city or like you've just gotten some money. What are the things you guys are going to be doing for each other? In the same way we would if we were, you know, a group of friends, we're going to show up and be like, hey, I know you like this beer. I got it for you. Or, you know, we tease Steve about how he can't do technology. Like, you know, we know each other and have that history. And that allows us to have those richer moments, and that allows us to role play more. So does anyone have a potential question that they want to ask to one of the other players? And if no one does, I can give people prompts.
Let's see.
Not to derail that, but real quickly, does Genesis do the free ranks, so many free ranks and career skills, and I just can't find that in the book? Or is it you have to buy all your ranks in Genesis?
No, you get free ranks.
Should be half of whatever your careers are. So usually get eight, you'll get four free.
And okay, I think then I'm just not finding it.
In the Terranoth book, at least, it's underneath each career.
Yep.
All right, let me find it.
While you're looking that up, Terry, how did your character know my character's father?
Ooh. You might want to send, just because you have a little bit of a backstory to your father, do you want to prompt him just like a little bit, or do you want to send that privately to him? I love that question. That is an awesome question.
I will actually, I'll send you a message, Terry, okay? If you're talking, you're muted. Might be AFK. We'll wait a little bit and come back to that.
But just to be clear, love that question, Steve. Great question. Awesome question. And that's the exact kind of question I'm looking for. Since he's completely AFK, does anybody else have a question that they've come up with?
Yeah, Hagen. What is a drink that your character and Prang share on a weekly basis as we catch up?
And I'm going to add, what are you guys doing while you drink it?
Well, it's ale that has been spiked with some of the fruit that we picked up a couple of jobs ago. And we're usually busy complaining about our day.
Cool. So it's going to, how about special fruit? And I think that sounds really cool. That said, how do you say your first name? Prangalar?
Prangalar. You can call me Prang.
Prang, how does that sound to you?
That sounds good. I think the fruit has a little bit of a bitter taste to it. And the ale kind of counteracts that because it's, Hagen, if you are okay with this, could it be like kind of a mead so it offsets the sweet and the bitter?
Awesome. I'm going to add the role play twist that you guys are always competing to try to find the weirdest fruit to add to the drink. And so you guys have this friendly competition of trying to find fruit while you're out that you're able to bring and kind of share. And it's like a shared love of the drink. It's not like you're trying to like show the other person up, but you guys are always trying to find that coolest, that rarest thing.
So does this drink evolve? Is it a constantly flowing thing where it never really empties out because we keep adding more weird shit to it and sure. It changes, it's never the same?
Sure. I love it.
Is this housed in my bar or is it something you guys have in your own quarters?
No, this is a private stock.
Private totally reserve. Like, I love
totally
it.
In the crow's nest. No one else knows about it. It's like your guys' thing. And the reason why I like it this way is it gives you guys something to do while you're out and about. So like now you guys are both going to be looking for potential cool fruits and or meads that you can bring back to this thing while you're out role playing. Awesome. Now that Terry's back, Steve, do you want to ask your question again?
I'll just send you a message, Terry, with my question so you can get a little bit of time to think about it.
Perfect. Hagen, do you have a question you could ask? Actually, I'm going to start using character names as long as I can pronounce them. Groth, do you have a question for Karlax?
Let's see. Well, I know that we both end up working on ship repairs together. What is it that Karlax enjoys most about Groth?
Ooh.
Hmm.
And let's make it like maybe an activity or some kind of interaction so that way you guys can role play it out.
I was fine with him trying to define an aspect of my, of like how I behave, like I'm most whatever, because I kind of was up in the air about.
Got it. Well, this definitely can overflow into that, but part of having this relationship is letting you guys have a character interaction or ability.
So I don't want to necessarily define your character so much, but.
Well, you can make it a question, and he can then choose to accept or modify it.
I was thinking that Karlax was a bit poor at picking up social cues and often extremely literal. So perhaps Groth is, we would say, very direct when he speaks, as opposed to, you know, I know what I'm thinking. I'm trying, you know, like, Groth is not at all, like, sarcastic, at least not with Karlax.
Because he knows that you wouldn't necessarily get the.
Yeah, the like Groth just, you know what I mean? I don't want to say that, you know, your character is very kind of blunt and.
He knows with you.
Unsubtle, I guess, is a better way to say it. But that between the two of us, he knows that, I don't know, does that make sense?
Well, I think you're worrying too much about not stepping on toes, where. Hagen has literally said step on toes. So I think you're not necessarily respecting his ask.
Okay.
I hear your hesitation. I think the way we could rephrase it to maybe help you feel better is we don't need to define how Groth helps Karlax exist in social situations, but the two of you have a way of interacting with each other that's comfortable. You know, I can only imagine that Groth Stone Speaker is not necessarily someone that loves lots of humans. So maybe you guys are able to kind of like step out of that very public, very busy space and have kind of a support relationship that isn't overwhelming.
Okay. So how about then that Groth recognizes that on some level, Karlax is an organic something and treats him more as a person as opposed to a construct that most people do, and thus, you know, is more direct with him as opposed to trying to be subtle.
So what is an activity you guys would be doing while being blunt with each other?
I mean, some of that could just be talk while we're working on the ship, you know, because we see each other on a daily basis with that.
Sure.
I think
I'm hoping to do is get more of a friendship than a work acquaintance.
Well, but I'm seeing it more in terms of like,
okay. Blunt talk while working on the ship.
But in the, like, where like you might say, I'm struggling to, and I had thoughts on this today, but I can't verbalize them now. This is annoying me.
It's all right. If you think about it, you can always write it in chat. We can always come back to it later.
Could you guys just info dump on each other about your favorite things? Like, you're just like take turns just dropping knowledge about something you recently learned about your particular subject?
Here we go. You're more into natural stuff and Karlax is more into the technical stuff. So we kind of absorb knowledge from each other that way.
That's cool. And that gives us something to do, you know, when I'm not drinking with Prang, you know, maybe we're over at another table in the corner because I think there's one other orc on the ship, but he doesn't really like me. You know, not a lot of...
Cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. All right, Terry or Steve, do either of you guys have questions?
I'm still trying to answer Steve's original question, right, which is how I know his father, right?
Nah.
Who was a great warrior?
Yep.
So,
and what kind of character are you? I'm so sorry. I had to
talk for a second. am I talking? Okay, I am. Good. I'm a gnomish wanderer, much like yourself.
Shit.
Except,
hey!
I had defined my father as a dwarven soldier, thus the last name.
Right.
Love it.
So
while you're away, Terry, I
just saw a message to me. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me what my character's race was. There's your answer. Gnomish Wanderer.
There you go.
All right.
I guess since I have that spycraft kind of like background, I probably interacted with him on a professional level.
Tell me about the mission that you were on where his father saved your life.
All right.
Broad strokes. I don't want like minute to minute details.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know you can come up with that too. I know you could give me a whole like short story right now. What were you doing? How did he save the life? Who did you piss off? How did he save your life?
I had, I think it was just something stupid. I had I would imagine this was like during downtime at a bar with a bunch of the other soldiers. They only know me as a draft dodger, you know, so they're hassling me. And his father comes in and is like, and settles things down. It's like, no, leave him alone. He's more important than you know. Maybe? I don't know. That doesn't sound right to me. What do you think, Steve? Like,
it's really not that cool and outs you as being more than a draft dodger. So give me a mission that your character was on. What was something your character is trying to steal, obtain, or overcome? Something
all right.
Cool.
Or, I was, Steve,
what,
oh, here
was
we go.
What was the mission he was on?
I got it. I was storming a stronghold, an enemy stronghold, to get specific information while his father was carrying a full frontal assault on the front. Unfortunately, I get captured, but right as, you know, they're about to bring me down to the brig, they storm the, you know, his dad storms in and, you know, prevents me from being murked.
Let's try not to get so detailed. So this will probably, no, you're fine. This is a maybe a cultist strong, you know, hold. You were sneaking in to try to undermine them in some way and get captured. His father leads an elite unit in and extracts you, like SEAL Team 6 type style.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the information out.
Yeah, that sounds like perfect.
Does that what sound like something Steve? Your father would do?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's perfect.
What is, Terry, I want you to think about a story that the father shares with you about his son, who that he's very, I'm assuming, proud of. And what is an item that this guy kind of gives you as a memento that you still kind of carry with you? And you don't have to answer that now.
Okay.
Steve, do you have a question for Eric or young Steve?
Would you be able to type that out to me so I don't forget it?
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh,
yeah, you.
I'm thinking, as I recall, Pranglar is into old stuff and little baubles. Is that correct?
Yes. It's acquiring things that I think will are like bring me wealth.
So I feel like old stuff is also a bit of an obsession of Karlax. So maybe what's some little trinket that Karlax gave Pranglar that they hold especially important or something like that?
Can we maybe make that a little bit broader? And so it's not just like an act, but maybe it's an ongoing action. Would you maybe consider that Karlax acquires old things and like refurbishes them for Prang?
Okay.
And maybe something there like is that. One specific item that he is given, but like, because this now gives your, if it's just one item, it's done. But if it's a behavior, your character now when they're out in the world is going to find some old beat up thing, will bring it back and repair it. And it might actually be junk. But Prang maybe won't want to be like, oh, that's a piece of crap, but because you've put all this effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
So one gives us an ongoing behavior versus a finished thing.
I think this is more of a reciprocal thing where we hold different things of value and we've learned what that. Each of us hold of value. So when I find something that'll be interest to Karlax, I will give it to Karlax. And then he finds things that are interesting to me and we kind of get together and meet and do like trades, basically.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Little bits and baubles. Like, do you have a thing that is somewhat like this?
Yes.
I think it's probably. Yeah. Go ahead.
But do you have this ancient piece of ribbon that was once tied to a cultist that died on a cross along the way of this waterway?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. I love that. I love that. I love that. Cool. So that leaves Terry to ask a question of young Steve.
All right, let me see.
Or more specifically, Cool Wig. Sounds a little like Cool Whip.
Where did we first meet?
Ooh, not just where, but what was the situation in which you guys first met?
Yeah.
I think the situation was, so we met post-war at my father's funeral.
Ooh.
And I think maybe we shared stories of of Kolwig's father, and he just took to that like nobody's business and has just sort of been hanging around you and your side ever since. I think so.
And now I know how to answer the other question. He told, like, when your father saved me, he told me everything about you. He would not shut up. Oh, God. And one thing, being the general of being the higher-ranked officer of the army, he knew he might not be coming back, which was evident. So he gave me something to give to you. That's what he gave me. He gave me an heirloom.
I carried this hunk of metal up my ass.
Especially because I'm more sneaky and, you know, I can get the weave my way out of things easier. He thought, oh, well, you know, if anyone has a chance of surviving, it's you. And what do you think that item is that he gave me to give to you that was so important? It's like a
have
family
you given
heirloom.
It?
I gave it to him at the funeral.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if I feel like you gave me my dagger.
His father's dagger. That's what it is.
Okay. That would work.
Love it. All right. Someone else with attention problems could do that one. Well, I'm just going to get a little OCD. I'm going to make... So I'm going to make a Google Doc and just put these relationships in. Actually, I'll just put it in one of our chat places, and that way you guys can look at it and reference it and not have to try to remember this. Cool. All right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right. So at this point, everyone has asked and answered a question. Perfect. Cool. All right. Does everyone feel like their characters are refined enough? And Steve, who turns into a pumpkin, do we want to try to jump in and do a little role playing?
We can. Or... I need to sort out gear real quick, but...
Say what?
I need to sort out my gear real quick, but...
Okay.
How long
is real quick? 50 minutes? 5 minutes?
As long as we don't get into anything where I am required to use any of it. Like you said, we probably have just sort of like basic like leather armor type stuff.
Oh, literal gear. I thought you meant like something that you were having to deal with at your house. I apologize. I understand now. Yeah. How does your character fight? What would your character be bringing with them? What's something that you as a person always carry with you everywhere you go?
I mean, I almost always have a knife, but I don't actually have any melee skills. So
just because you don't have skills doesn't mean you wouldn't have a knife.
Probably has like a hammer.
I mean, I have a cestus, but I can't use it.
You have a what?
A cestus. A
punch dagger.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was hearing like Cessna, like the plane, and then I didn't know if we were in game or in life, and it just got weird.
I thought
you're in Texas.
Were like hand wraps.
Spike gauntlets.
Yeah, spike gauntlets. Yeah. It does the punchy things. I can't even use... I don't even have a point in Brawl, so it's like... Ooh.
All right. Steve, are you taking any... are you taking any combat skills?
I have Brawl.
What? Okay.
I think that's the only one I have currently.
Okay. So I feel like out of all the characters, your character might have a crystal ranged weapon.
Possibility.
Can you form things out of your body?
I don't think that was where we were going with the character.
He takes magic. There's transform. He can do whatever he wants.
All right. So.
Okay. Who else needs to figure out gear? Otherwise, we're going to start playing and we're going to make it up as we go.
I'm ready.
I'm all good.
I think I'm ready.
All right. Then sucks to suck. Steve should have come prepared. All right. So we find ourselves in the tavern of Barney's in the Comet's Tail.
Intro and outro music by the band 12 Noon. You can email us at meandsteverpg@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at andrpgs. Find us on Facebook at Me and Steve RPG Podcast. On Discord at Me and Steve RPGs. And as always, all of these links are in the show notes. Thank you, and be kind to one another.
How much for the cigar?
Cigar, $20, dog. You gotta go down the street to the store and buy that.